It's the year that was with Gawndy and Ash. It was a mammoth year on the Gawndy and Ash Pollard Show, but it's not just all of us here at HIT that make the magic happen. It's our listeners who get involved every day, like Dan from Hamlin Terrace.
I've got my own artichoke recipe. It's really good.
Oh, do tell.
You do a homemade pizza. So you get your pizza base, your sauce, and then you put your chicken on it and your sun-dried tomatoes and your feta cheese, your artichoke heart, and then you cook it. And then when it's cooked, you pull the artichoke off, throw them in the bin and eat your pizza.
Oh, well done.
And Jono from Arimba.
I think I had one too many energy drinks. Beers. Sorry, man. You can go, man. I'm just on the radio, bro.
Oh, he's talking to someone else. Who you got there, Jono?
Oh, I'm making a coffee and a pie. Sorry. Carry on. I'm listening.
What is the only type of bird that can fly backwards?
Jono.
Oh, Jono's in.
A hummingbird. A
hummingbird's correct. How'd you know that?
Straight off the top of my head. I know some shit about it.
Okay, cool, man.
Sorry for caring.
Stealing laughs from too many listeners to count wasn't all we did. In fact, we gave back to those very same listeners with the most chances to win on the Central Coast.
Kids at Alpha Bucks.
Oh my gosh, my school's gonna be happy with me.
I love what Meg's gonna spend the cash on.
What are you gonna spend the cash on?
I'm gonna blow it all in Ecuador today.
That's on the.
Oh my goodness!
That's a winner! That's a winner! $1,000 winner!
Oh my god, it's my birthday. This is amazing.
Jolly! Go on! Yeah!
Finally, get the gloves that I want.
I mean, he's 10 years old, he's got $300 in the bank account, he's laughing.
Yeah, I told him my friends and they're gonna be like, yeah. Believe you unless they heard me.
Look at this from
Preston.
He's going all the way. Look at him.
He's done it.
Through the finishing line. We have a winner.
God. Luke Krause has taken away $1,000.
Janella Widalba, welcome to our seventh day of Christmas.
Are you a gift card or a gift kind of person?
Oh, I think a gift.
She's going the gift on day seven. You want to lock it in. Oh, a betting pack.
This is worth $697.
Look, we're still trying to rebuild after a house fire last year, so anything like that helps. Thank you to Domain as well. It's hit 101.3.
Have a listen to Janelle.
Has producer Matt told you to say all of that?
Long time listener.
From cash to gift vouchers, holidays to bedroom suites, we gave a huge spread of goodies out this year. However, none of it matched up to the value given away in the most precious resource of all, time.
Can I come tonight and donate my time to the charity? Because I'd love to get involved in the soup kitchen somehow.
Oh, Ash, we'd love to have you down there.
Went and did a little soup kitchen last night, mate. There's actually a lot of people that do come down. They donate clothes, blankets. There's actually a facility where you can wash and dry your clothes. It's called Orange Sky, and they're a van. They have washing machines and dryers in the van.
Amazing. So this is in Kibble Park. How often are they doing this?
On a Wednesday night from 6:30.
Shane from a local business called Gosford Aircon has called the show right now, and you've got an idea, Shane.
Yeah, mate, I was thinking about it when you were talking. I'm going to ring you guys up and pledge $50 a fortnight if I can't have a case of beer so I can support these homeless people and give them a bit of a better life and something to work for. Mate, it's worth every cent of it, you know?
That's amazing. Like, that truly is. That's going to help.
It's giving me goosebumps.
Oh, I've got goosies.
Yeah, him talking about it. It is.
You're
that,
a legend.
It is that feel good.
And when parts of the coast face fire threats, the likes of which Australia has never seen, Gawndy and Ash were there to do their best in getting urgent messages out to those who need it.
The important thing to remember tomorrow is that even if we had every single fire truck in Australia working on these fires, there's not enough fire trucks for every home. So that means, under those very worst conditions, if you call for help, help may not be available. We've got a lot of resources out there already. They're stretched to the limit, but you may not get help.
In times we surpassed our own capabilities and turned to the coast for help, and what we found was a community unlike any other in the country.
Your friend was away on holidays and something was happening while she was away in the house.
She's gone up to help her dad get set up with dialysis. Someone alerted her mum that there was a break into the home. Her mum's gone around there with the police and found four people squatting in the house, and the house was empty. The police have arrested those four people, but no one knows what's happened to any of her stuff.
Let's go to Lauren from Society Hair.
We'd like to donate $500, but we'd also like to send an offer to come in and have her looked after, and we'll do her hair to give her some time out.
Kyle from Riverside Dental wants to put in $1,000 from Riverside Dental. Morning, Sean. Removalist.
Yeah, mate. If anyone needs anything picked up and dropped off, I'm happy to do it free of charge.
All I was trying to get was some pots and pans and some toys so they weren't coming home to a completely empty house.
This makes me emotional.
Amazing.
You know, with all the crap going on in the world,
yep,
still, we have community. Like, people are good people.
We'd be lying if we said the year didn't have its testing moments. And sometimes they just really dragged on.
We have author of The H Factor, Susan Butler, and retired Macquarie Dictionary editor.
An editor of a dictionary.
Total expert. Been dying to get to the bottom of this. I think it is H. Gaundy thinks it's H. Please explain.
Okay, if we go back to Latin, where they had the name, what they called an aspiration, which was a breakdown. So it was
2,000 years later.
Interestingly, the Romans did that sort of comedy as well, where they had the name, what they called an aspiration, which was a breakdown. So it was the name of that, you know, British English
right
view about what's right and what's wrong.
So after all that, there is no official right or wrong. Is that what we're saying?
That's what I'd say.
Damn it, Susan.
I'm sorry, Ash.
God,
but it's time you gave up.
Or just straight up made no sense.
This time when you sit up, you'll only be able to speak in Martian, whatever bloops, bloops, bops, and that is for you.
Doko loko sonno wot fo fosa.
Yeah? Really? Really? Really?
Gang.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought too.
I'm so confused.
Oh, ili koko vudriba sebeleba
But the worst was when they were just straight up cooked.
Fantastic. Now, Ron, you come Shelley Beach every single morning, don't you?
I do, Jim.
Yeah, you do. Now, we wanted to give Ash Pollard the top tip for staying safe at the beach this summer. What is your top tip, Ron?
Slip, slop, slap.
Ash Pollard, did you hear that?
Wow, what a tip.
I heard it fair and square.
Yes.
Oh, it actually reminds me of a song that they used to sing on the TV. You slip, slop, slap. You slip, slop, slap.
What is happening? What is happening right now? Help!
In the end, we measure our years on the big successes, like the New South Wales Premier making Gaundy's dream an unofficial reality.
It's a full house in the studio. We welcome the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Thanks for joining
Good
us in the
morning,
studio.
Good morning, you two.
Guys, I'm so excited to be here.
Well, Gladys, we've had you on the show before. We're Instagram friends.
I know.
And we said if you were elected Premier again,
that I would make you the Mayor of the Coast.
And you said as you walked in this morning, you said you had some news for me. Is this true?
I did. I said that I would confirm your status as the unofficial Mayor of the
Coast.
Or making Ash absolutely lose her mind with a Mad Monday prank.
I see what this is.
Oh, here we go.
This is a boys club.
No, it's not.
That I'm not a part of.
No.
This is sexism in the workplace. HR! HR! I called Matt seven times at 5 a.m. yesterday.
I did love you on air yesterday, though, when you said you were Matt's boss.
No, you tell us where you are right this minute.
You're not my mum.
I'm your boss.
I'm your boss, she says.
What is wrong with you?
And when it's all said and done, if the show ended tomorrow, at least we can be happy in the knowledge that Gaundy could always secure a job as a new voice actor for the cartoon dog Muttley.
Sounds like our radio show.
Hold on, hold on. Let's listen to that again. That was Gaundy. This is the cartoon character Muttley laughing. Can you spot the difference, Gaundy? Muttley. Interesting. And that's the year that was with Gaundy and Ash. Oh, wait, one more thing.
There's only a little bit of bum sweat.
Push the button, we're done here, quick.
Catch up with the guys 24/7 on the Hit app. Hit 101.3.